from the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Porcupine Soup is reporting the inaugural virtual event, Career Jam, is a new way for students in Greene and Columbia counties to choose their future career path. The event is presented with Junior Achievement's JA Inspire program and co-hosted by the Columbia Economic Development Corporation, Greene County Economic Development Corporation, Greene County Chamber of Commerce, Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, Questar 3 BOCES, and Columbia Greene Workforce New York. The virtual career exploration opportunity will give local students an idea of the skills in demand for all types of jobs and boost prime local workforce development. Participating employers can come from healthcare, advanced manufacturing, construction and tourism, marketing, food, distribution, public service, and support for those with disabilities. Employers have uploaded video and other content about their workplaces, typical jobs, and industry information. Career Jam is virtually accessible via computer or mobile device to students and their families, teachers, and participating employers. The event is expected to reach as many as 1,200 8th and 9th grade students in Columbia and Greene counties. An exclusive period for students enrolled in schools in both counties began April 14th and will run through April 26th. The event will then be available to the entire Capital Region until May 28th. Questar 3 BOCES Superintendent Gail Cruz said, and I quote, "We encourage students and families to attend virtually to learn more about the exciting career pathways available in Columbia and Greene counties, as well as the ways they can begin this journey during their high school years," end quote. You can read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that the State Labor Department reported this week jobs in the Hudson Valley declined by 7.3% or 58,100 in the year that ended in March. Employment losses were the greatest in the educational and health services category, followed by leisure and hospitality, then trade, transportation, and utilities. Jobs in the categories of natural resources, mining and construction, financial activities, manufacturing, information, and professional and business services lost fewer than 4,000 jobs apiece. Sullivan County suffered an 8.2% decline in jobs, while Columbia County tied with Ulster County and Dutchess Putnam Metropolitan Division at 8.1%, and Greene County saw a 1% decline in jobs. You can read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Eric Anderson is reporting for the Times Union. It is looking unlikely that the U.S.-Canada border can reopen this summer to leisure travelers. Gary Douglas, who heads the North County Chamber of Commerce in Plattsburgh, said, and I quote, "Most of us who are actively engaging in this issue now anticipate little change through the summer, hopefully seeing a return to relative normalcy in September," end quote. Last week, Dominic LeBlanc, Canada's intergovernmental affairs minister, told CBC News it was not the right time to talk about reopening the border. He said, and I quote, "We do recognize as vaccination rates go up and hopefully we see the public health measures that are in place now bring down those case counts, there will be a conversation that we can have. But for the moment, there's no active discussion about adjusting those measures," end quote. Just 2.24% of Canada's population has been fully vaccinated, according to the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. By comparison, the U.S. figure is 21.15%. Montreal, arguably the most popular destination for New Yorkers, is in the red zone, and the city has an overnight curfew in place from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. Essential trade and traffic continue to cross the border in both directions, but leisure travel, even if the traveler is fully vaccinated, is not permitted. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.